Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, give me all the details about Mile High Flea Market.
Oh, I love that place so much. First of all, just to go in there and shop, it's only $2 a person.
Are you kidding
me? You can go spend the whole day there if it isn't 101 degrees and you're melting the minute you hit the pavement.
These prices are unheard of.
Oh, and the prices are great. I mean, you get a lot of really good deals. I go there specifically for my mangoes, Jeremy. They have the best.
Squeeze Katie's mangoes.
I'm telling you, they've got the best mangoes in town. And I will make the trip up there weekly just to get the big box of mangoes. I get 12 of them. Yeah.
Farm to table.
$20. $20 for a box of mangoes. It is perfect. No, they're not. And they're way better out at the flea market. They're $20 both places. I made mango salsa, but also I just like to eat a mango every day. I love mangoes. They are my favorite, especially in the summer when they're all ripe and juicy like they
tasty
are.
Tasty AF.
And now that I know, how to peel a mango, it's a game changer. Like, I've always loved mangoes, but I had a little bit of like insecurity when it came to that type of fruit because I didn't know how to peel it. I did not know how to open the mango.
That's sad for you.
It is hard.
Guys, I can't go out this weekend. I'm thinking about peeling mangoes and how I'm doing it wrong. And nobody loves me and my mother never talked to
me. You don't understand. It has been such a struggle for me to open mangoes. And I get
childhood trauma?
No, I do get sad because like I've tried multiple times to open them and I just completely demolish the entire mango.
Lord.
There's pieces everywhere. None of them are going in my mouth because I don't peel it right.
What a time
so
to be Katie.
When my friend Violet showed me how to peel a mango, I was just like, you don't even understand. Like, my daily mango intake has changed so much.
This is good stuff. What was that giant piece of meat you had on a
stick?
Oh,
we're going to talk about that too.
What was that? I just saw a picture of it.
Again, the Mile High Flea Market.
It?
So it is sausage on a stick. That's what it's called. And as you walk in, when you walk into the Mile High Flea Market, they have one of those little like fair food stands. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I think it's Turkey's Last Stand is what it's called. Turkey's Last Trot. I don't know. But they have turkey legs, right? They have turkey legs, sausage on a stick, nachos, waffle fries, and more.
And you're like, one of each, please.
Did you see my picture? We literally
I saw it, but I just saw the meat.
We literally got one of each except the turkey leg because in my mind, I'm like, the turkey leg's a little much. We'll go
I need to ease up.
Yeah.
So you had, were you dipping your meat in nacho cheese?
Yo, I was dipping that sausage on a stick in nacho cheese and then putting a canned jalapeno on top of that.
Oh.
Heaven. So
this
good.
Is why you get the mangoes to try to counteract the massive
fiber.
Amount of meat you were consuming dipped in nacho cheese.
I've got the protein and I've got the fiber. I've got all the bases covered. But man,
you got a stomach of steel. I kid you not.
I've been training my whole life for this moment.
I can't imagine rolling in and like on a 100-degree day, pounding down a pound of meat dipped in nacho cheese. And then
you know
washing
what?
It down with nachos.
It's brought to you by gas station burritos. I've built up this stomach to the level it's at.
Can we make it a bit where we go in and scope your stomach just to see what's going on in there?
I don't know if I really want to know.
I do. I'm dying to know.
I think I like being naive about that in my life.
It's just lava in there when you get in there.
There's just sausage floating around in there.
I want them to shove a mic down there, too, because I literally think that we could hear your stomach going, help me.
No, you hear it every morning.
All right, it's time for some sports. Now, if you've been living under a rock, this is going to be new information to you. LeBron James shocked the entire sports community on Friday by picking the 76ers over returning home to Cleveland or reuniting with Miami or going to the Golden State Warriors. Now, he did sign a 2-year contract for $8 million with the 76ers. Now, he did go out and say, you know, this wasn't about the money.
Huh.
He says, this is my last decision. I'm not going for money. I'm not going for family. What I'm really playing for at this point, well, I still want the sacrifice. I still want the work. I still want to grind. And he wants another championship.
He wants a ring. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. He's excited to energize the new fan base and start this incredible journey. One last time is what he said. And I will tell you right now, there's already a few Philly cheesesteak spots that are promising LeBron James the VIP treatment while he's out there. Now, in honor of him moving teams, this guy made a little video over the weekend with a goofy song, and it is absolutely taken off. So I pulled the audio, and I just want to play you a taste of it. Here you go.
You guys to say his name.
talking about the man on the Sixers. LeBron, I'm asking you to say his name. LeBron James. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look in the sky and say his name. Yeah.
So good. I'm sorry, that was very well done. That is a creative MF-er right there.
No, that was good.
That made me smile this morning when I heard that. So
all of us. Yeah. Thank you for that, Jeremy.
Well, you're welcome. I aim to please. We're here to bring smiles.
Yeah.
Josh, what you got?
Jerry, I like to think of you as a very financially smart man. You're very fiscally savvy, right? I'd like to think two-thirds of us actually on this show.
Hey.
I'm not saying which two-thirds.
Like
I'm not. I just think that we are relatively financially smart on this show. Well, a new study has just come out of 183,000 U.S. households ever since America's betting has become legal all over the United States, okay? It has not been good. The findings show that after states legalized online sports betting, frequent bettors, people who could be considered addicted to gambling, reduced their investment deposits by almost 60%. That is horrific. For every dollar placed into a betting app, investments fell roughly 20% for every dollar. That's it. Frequent bettors, those wagering more than half of all those in the months of their first bet, deposited an average of $1,100 per quarter, which is exceeding 5% of their income. And the worst part
Could you repeat those numbers for me?
That this is low savings households were hit the hardest. I don't like this. It's so not
bottom
good.
Line is people are betting their money away instead of saving it.
Yes, and because they always have that feeling of that we're going to hit it big. And it's the same with most
I got a
gambling
buddy like
types.
That.
And I've been known to have a friend or two that loves to bet, and I've never actually done it. I don't like doing the wagering.
Well, we're not allowed to either because we work for KFC.
But. Yeah. That's also a big part. But I've never really been into it. I don't like the fact that I have to gamble on something to enjoy a sporting event. I can just watch them and enjoy them. The weird thing about this is that of all those, a comparison had been used for the Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket release, and it found no drop in investing. So the people that love to save up and buy concert tickets, okay, that's not something that is making them divert their savings, you know, for the era for touring. It suggests that there's something specific to just sports betting, not new spending. I don't like this at all. People need to enjoy sports just for the sport itself, not for the thrill of possibly winning money. They need to listen to Jeremy.
It's taking away so much joy, too. Like, I hang out with a lot of sports-minded individuals, and when they're so tuned into the actual them gaining money and not
like
the sport, it is not fun. It's annoying. I'll go as far as to say that. It's annoying to hang out with people who bet on everything. It's just like,
you got to watch this.
We need more people that write songs that are about LeBron
James.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
There you go. There's your sports update. With JKJ, Mix 100.
Please.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling?
Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect?
We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up? All right, here's all the big stories of the day. Here's just a quick stat that I thought was pretty shocking this morning. AMC came out and said all those goofy popcorn buckets that are, like, themed to the movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
Made them $100 million over the past year. So people be buying goofy popcorn buckets.
I like them.
Yeah, $100 million.
Dollars. They really do make all their money on concessions.
Well, good for them. Good Lord.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, if you're a fan of Meryl Streep, The Devil Wears Prada 2 begins streaming on Wednesday. It's going to be on Hulu and the Disney Plus. Made about, I'll round up, $700 million worldwide in theaters. So I guess that suggests that people still like that goofy franchise. So there's that going on. How about this? A maintenance worker, the video of this is wild. He was up, trapped inside a 130-foot-tall gas station sign in Illinois after his lift malfunctioned. It's wild because you don't really realize like 130 feet how tall that is. That is truly like one of those gigantic gas station signs on the side of the highway that you can see from miles away.
Yeah.
He had to go on his lift and went, brought him all the way up there and he got inside the sign. You can get in there. to replace bulbs or do whatever in there. And then his lift looks like it went and like dropped to the ground and it malfunctioned. He was stuck up there. So they had a news helicopter out there hovering and like zooming in, and he's just sitting in there waving, like waiting for authorities to arrive. Anyway, they had to like jerry-rig some sort of special attachment to a fire ladder, because those max out at about 100 feet to get up there and get that guy out. But truly, like, you had a bad day.
Right? Who knew?
Like, how scary. And here's another dude that had a bad day. So this doctor, oh no, it was a woman. Ooh, ladies. Dr. Danielle saw a patient named Emily. Emily's 43 years old. She went in to have a cyst removed off one of her ovaries. Well, instead, Dr. Danielle removed essentially all of her bladder.
Wait.
She went in for cyst removal, and the doctor took out her bladder.
That's a massive mistake. How
so
you...
they had to go in and rebuild everything in there, including rerouting intestines and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, this woman, Emily, was awarded $17 million after the mistake. But, I mean, there's no going back. Your body's not going to be the same
after that. Well, no, absolutely not. You're going to have a lifetime of problems. So that money, I wish she got more money than
that. I know. I mean, she needs more.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime of bladder problems now. That frightens me. You know, you go in for surgery. I thought about that. It's one of my unnecessary fears.
Oh, yes.
Like being strangled by a python.
That is an aisle I do not want to go down in the grocery store. It's just a lot of work.
That's a cute way to say it.
Like the incontinence aisle? It's so scary. It's so terrifying. Like I never want to have to walk down it.
That's pretty good. All right, what's going on locally?
Okay, so this is a good story for folks, especially if you like potatoes. It's called Potato Palooza.
Hey!
So there's 42,000 pounds of taters coming to the Mile High City, and they don't know what to do with them. So here's what's going on. They're rolling in from the Midwest. Now, these potatoes were previously headed for the landfill because no one would buy them. So we have a nonprofit in town called We Don't Waste, and they have the potatoes coming into town now. They're going to be here, and the event is from 9 until noon today at Park Hill Food Recovery Hub right there off 39th Avenue. But you can come in, and they're saying, bring bags, bring trucks, bring wagons, whatever you need. Take as many potatoes as you want. Have a potato fiesta, whatever you want to do.
How many pounds was it again?
42,000 pounds of taters.
That's a lot of taters.
Come into the Mile High City. So again, that's down in Park Hill. If you need that address again, just shoot us a text. I'd be more than happy to send it your way because they need to get rid of these taters.
What's your favorite way to prepare a potato?
Ooh, probably twice baked.
Yeah,
if I had to pick a way, I love mashed potatoes and gravy so much, but man, a good twice baked
potato. Yeah, mashed taters is really good.
Especially,
although I like the baked. You know, on a side.
I do too.
If I'm having a steak, I like the side of the baked potato.
I do too, because especially if you load it up, right?
That's
if you're putting
the
sour cream, the butter,
you
got
to cover how crappy the potato actually is and how bland and dry that it is.
Well, potatoes are so good for you too. I think that's a lot of the things that people forget with all these high protein, high fiber, low carb diets. Yeah, potatoes are full of carbs, but they come from Mother Earth and they are good for us.
They come from the dirt.
They give
you good
carbs.
You make a baked potato, you eat in the peel?
Oh, yeah.
I eat the peel, too, at the very end.
I never used to when I was a kid, but now when you're done eating that potato, you can take that potato skin and throw it back in the air fryer.
Yeah, crisp it up.
Yeah,
money.
Totally
slather some butter on it.
Exactly.
You know who's got the best potatoes? It was always Outback had the best ones because roll them in salt.
Yes.
So at the end, you're dead. You're making that potato skin your biatch.
I know, yeah.
Because it's so salty and good.
You want to eat that one and then go one step further and put that butter they serve with their bread on it.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Goodness.
And then you go home and just lay on your couch.
Yeah. I'm a potato.
I'm a couch potato, literally.
Here's another great story for us. After you eat those potatoes, you can go on a hike someplace new. A new place for us to go hiking here in the metro area. It's actually down in Castle Rock called Lost Canyon Ranch Open Space. Maybe a different name. Maybe a different name than one that includes Lost, because I don't like that when I'm hiking. It's a nearly LCRO. Exactly. It's Namesake Canyon. It's just west of Castlewood Canyon State Park. So if you're familiar with that place,
I saw some videos of it. It's very pretty.
Well, and the Castlewood Canyon has the dam that was broken back in the 30s and like flood Castle Rock, but you can still hike up to that. And when you go to the top of it, you can see all these canyons and the way the earth just is. It's fascinating. And that's what this is. It takes you throughout the canyon and it is just amazing.
I'd throw a couple potatoes in my backpack and hit that trail.
See, you know what's up.
I saw some really nice stairs made out of rocks that they had on the trail.
Absolutely.
It's really well
I'm
done.
I'm sure there's lots of stairs made
rock
of
stairs.
Rock. Yeah, walls made of rock.
Really neat.
Yeah, maybe a rock made of rock.
Kudos to the rock team out there because they got some good builders. Yeah,
we really like your rocks. And right now you can explore 10 miles of trails out there. So the opening of the property, it's kind of rolling out in phases. So this last weekend, they opened up the first little part that you can go and explore, and there are still some trails and sites that improvements are being constructed. So it'll be a while before everything is open to the public, but right now go check it out. Those 10 miles is worth it. And then hopefully we can find the thieves who stole from a church. Can you believe this?
Oh, Lord, no.
Can you believe this?
Lord, no.
So San Cayetano Church, they're dealing with some unbelievable stuff. Thieves have stolen from the church twice in the last 2 months. It is a total of $75,000 worth of stuff. And it's really just air conditioning, which makes it even worse because it is so dang hot out there. And if you can imagine, I mean, there's so many phrases about sweating in church, right? And so...
That's funny.
It's really funny. And we have a local volunteer from the church.
Oh, yeah.
We have a local
volunteer.
You
don't want to miss this riveting audio.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes,
are you ready for it? Everybody get ready.
With this heat, it's been unbearable. We've had people faint from how hot it gets in there. Because I believe as of right now, we're still waiting for 12 more weeks for them to even get here. So by the time they get here, it might be wintertime already.
Yeah.
That made the story.
My goodness. Well, they're waiting for these AC units. To come
weeks.
12 weeks. It's already. Can you imagine sitting in church with just fans? I just feel so bad for this congregation. And again, these two AC units
that
have been stolen, a total of $75,000. I mean, for a church, that is hard to come up with that kind of money.
I'm going to go to their service this Sunday, and I'm going to put a potato in the offering plate
for them.
Pray
for them at the very least, right? Like, my goodness, we hope that they find out who stole these, because that is just not, that's a bad karma.
Incredibly rude behavior.
It's incredibly rude.
You're going to hell.
My goodness.
H-E double hockey sticks is where you're going.
Well, there you go, Jeremy. There's your Mile High hype.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got something here that I saved over the weekend that I saw, and I was like, you know what? We have a female-heavy audience that listens to this morning show, and I feel like this is something that the ladies would like. I feel like you're going to write this down, put it in your phone, maybe write it on your vision board today.
Okay.
Or your vision board journey.
Give it to me. I'm so excited.
It's a saying that I saw. And I thought of you, too. I was like, this is some crap Katie would love. And I've never seen this saying before.
Okay.
But it even made me smile. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stop letting people with zero abracadabra ruin your magic. Did you feel that?
I did. I feel like that was meant for me. I feel like in my situation right now, I could apply that to a lot of different things.
This is spot on with every lady listening to this morning show right now.
Yeah.
You got something going on in your life with somebody, I bet. So here it is again. Put on your vision board. Stop letting people with zero abracadabra ruin your magic. Oh, I got to put that
on. You know what I want to hear right now?
Tell me now.
Shine bright like a diamond. It's like my theme song with that. Like that little bit of information is going to get me through my Monday, Jeremy. I don't think you just know how many souls you touched with that.
I told you. I saw
it.
I was like, nailed it. I know you all have some issues with somebody. Call now and tell us who is ruining your abracadabra.
Yeah. You shove them back in that hat.
You shove them down.
No rabbit got time for that.
Yeah, you pull a pigeon out of your sleeve and shove it right in their arse, all right?
Exactly.
Call now. Who's bugging you? 303-691-1641. Anyway, I might post this. I don't want anyone to steal this. Although, if you're listening, you're probably going to steal it anyway.
Yeah, you should make a fun graphic, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then plaster our name on it so nobody steals it, I guess.
Exactly.
You can still steal it somehow. But,
you should.
But that's for all the ladies listening this morning.
I appreciate that so much.
I'm thinking about you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome. Hey, really quick, speaking of Katie, I saw, what is that over there on the... Why'd you bring that in today?
Oh,
I feel like that's dangerous.
Because I have been running early in the morning, and you guys have been super worried about me, and I've been trying to tell you, no, I stay safe. Like, I have pepper spray and a taser, and I just brought them in so I could show you.
Why did you bring them in?
I don't need to see them. Do you want to see? Like, the taser actually works. Do you want to see? Okay, I'm just going to hand you the whole
it's
box.
It's in a little box.
It is. Shout out to Rose and Violet, my two rose friend or flower friends who got me my safety gear here.
Why is it all beat up?
I know. Well, cause I think it's used, but it's...
Gently.
Don't point that at somebody. He's just...
High-powered stun gun. Protect yourself. It's the Defender Extreme.
Yes.
It's out of power.
It's out. There it goes.
Only one shock available.
That was like a half a second shot.
Now I need to charge it. Thanks for that.
Now I know why she gave it to you. Why is there hair all over it, too?
Did she
have to tase a wild animal?
I have no idea.
My fingerprints are on this. I'm putting this back
in
the box.
You better.
This is concerning.
You better. That's funny.
500 or 5 million volts.
5,000,
isn't it? I feel like that'll put somebody down.
It's 5 million volts.
That'll stop someone in their tracks, right?
Bright red light, rechargeable cord, safety switch, a nylon sheath.
Yeah.
And I love the last line, comes in a gift box.
So you can present it to someone
you
love.
Well,
yes.
Look at that.
So
that
between
one.
That and the pepper spray here, these are the things
with.
That, I roll
Vexor
around with
pepper
every morning.
Spray. Maximum strength.
So I had to get a bigger runner's pack just so I could stay safe early.
That's a decent size. Is good. This is good for you.
Yes.
It expired last year, but I
would
imagine it's
still potent. It did not expire last year, no. And again, shout out to my friend Violet. Keeping me safe.
I feel like I need to keep this over here because I feel like you're going to accidentally fire that off.
No,
your face.
I am extremely safe. And this is harder. See, the pepper spray, you have to like put your finger in it and press on it while you point it away.
That's too much. Like if you're in a intense situation, how are you going to remember to do all that?
Oh, I know. I can barely open the door when I get all worked up. Like, believe me, it's
I've
a concern
you.
I have, but I have it. I have it. And
so you're not going to be able to squeeze that because you're so nervous. And then the stun gun's already broken and it's not working.
I just need to charge it. But I want you to know I'm staying safe. We're taking care of business out there. And I still got my run in today before it
Good
got super hot, you know, because that's a big thing now.
Fun.
When it's 100 degrees, it's really hard to run in that. So,
well, thanks for bringing those in.
3 o'clock
I feel
in the
safer
morning.
Just having those in here, actually.
I feel safer.
Even though
the
stun gun is not charged, we could throw it at somebody. So,
still a weapon,
Nail them right in the eye.
Still a weapon.
Well, there is definitely a lot of bad people out there. And apparently, they all go to Walmart and steal things because Katie was still telling me off the air a funny story about how you went to Walmart and you just couldn't get anything out of those shelves.
They have everything locked up. Like anything that I need, especially in the health and beauty realm of Walmart.
It is
behind lock and key, and not only that, but they have the little pagers, so you can go press the button, and someone will come help you. Except when you press that button, nobody comes and helps you. And not only that, people who work there are still in the area, and they look at you like, I see the button going. I'm still not going to help you.
And you
feel ridiculous.
You feel horrible going up and asking them for help because I've been there. You go over to, you're probably looking to put makeup and lotion and stuff,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I was in the automotive section and I needed a light bulb for like one on my dash that I needed, okay? They have the light bulbs locked up in the automotive department. Again, I stood there for 10 minutes and four or five guys walked by and I was like,
You don't want to bother them even though they work there.
They don't make eye contact or anything.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's crazy. And the minute you just like reach a point, I feel at least I do, where I'm like, I'm just going to go buy this somewhere else where it isn't locked up. And I can imagine a lot of people are doing that. But I understand why they have to do it because they're experiencing a lot of theft right now and people are just stealing without any kind of regard for anyone else. But I just want them to know I did not buy my $30 product from your store because nobody would come help me. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to a different store and bought that same product. I went to Target.
Ah.
I sure did. good.
And you bought it for $45
exactly,
there.
And I spent a little bit more money, but I didn't have to wait for it. And I think that they need to take that into consideration.
It's true. Like, I've left places because things are locked up.
And if they
Walgreens
keep
is
it,
like that now,
yes,
too.
Yes, if you want to keep it under lock and key, that's fine. But maybe have some designated people to help. So, because I can imagine they were busy. But then you have that, like, someone actually asked me to move so they could get a product where I was standing. Like, someone who worked there asked me to move.
Well, why don't you speak
as I
up?
Was waiting. Because they don't have the key to unlock it either. That's the thing. Is what are they going to go do? Go tell their friend who's already not coming? It makes no sense to me.
Do you think they're, like, behind the scenes? They're like, let's see how long we can make this lady wait.
Watching the cameras, right? They're like, look at her. And this is the point where she busts out the pepper spray.
She's going to start tasing everybody. One of the funniest things that I've noticed there is, like, if you go to get mascara or something, you can't slide it off the hook.
No.
Because there's that stopper there. It's like, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. But you could literally just push the mascara back on the slider, go up there and tear where it's hanging and just drop it down and walk off.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that stopping?
I know.
Absolutely nothing.
So the theft stuff they put in place is like, that's not working.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a mess. They have to figure it out because they have to be losing a lot of money at this point.
Not that I'm going in and buying myself a lot of mascara, but it was just purely observational.
No, your lashes are beautiful.
Every once in a while.
That's
they're
fine.
Thick and luxurious. Thank
Let
you.
Your light shine, Jer.
Maybe
it's
fine. Maybelline. We were driving back from Fort Collins yesterday, and my wife said, hey, you know what we should do is we should stop off at Bucky's on the way back. I was like, we were just there. But we were there really early in the morning when we were heading out for our road trip a few weeks ago. So we're like, okay. So it was like 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, that place was probably popping.
There was no parking.
Yeah.
Not a single parking spot. And there was probably 900 cars and RVs there.
Oh, at least.
And we got out of our car and on that parking lot in the middle of nowhere with all those vehicles, it felt like we were hiking Moab again.
Oh, I'm sure.
It felt like we were somewhere in like Death Valley or something. It was so damn hot.
No, I think
like,
it's funny.
Why are we here right now?
They need to start rebranding weekends at Bucky's as a daylight party. Like, come party with the beaver because that is elbow to elbow. Like, you are like seriously like
I had
sardines
no idea.
In there.
I thought at this point it would have died down because it's been open for a minute now.
Yeah, no.
I was shocked by how many people were there in the afternoon and at a million degrees.
Oh, if it was closer, you couldn't keep me out of that place for real. Like their fudge counter. Everyone
that's
talks
funny.
About,
Nicole was looking at the fudge counter. They had a box
moly.
Of fudge and she's like, I just need half of this.
Yeah, but you
I don't
can
need
get
all
half.
Of this.
Yeah, you can go to the counter and just
tell
get
them to
little
get half
pieces.
Of it?
Yeah, like you can get as many or as little as you want of the fudge and they have all those flavors and it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's so cheap
it's
to
fine.
Get a box of fudge.
She looked at me and was like, I don't need this. And I was like, I'm not going to eat it. I'm on a health journey right now. But I did get a bag of beef jerky.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something incredibly controversial right now.
Uh-oh, are you going to come
Stand back, everybody.
Are you going to come for the beef jerky?
Incredibly controversial. Because when we were heading out of town, I didn't have a chance to grab a brisket sandwich because it was breakfast burrito time.
Yeah.
So while we were there, I was like, why the hell not? I hope I'm never here again. I'm going to get one of their brisket sandwiches for the road. So we all did. We hit the road, and I was eating it on the road. It's not good.
What? Okay, take it back right now.
The brisket sandwich at Bucky's, in my personal opinion, I did not enjoy.
Did they not
I did
stack
not
it?
Think it was very good.
Did they not stack it high enough for you?
It was a big sandwich.
Was it
I mean,
not...
I still ate the whole thing. Don't get me wrong. I still ate it.
So it wasn't
but
that bad.
Even Nicole bit into it, and she's like, oh.
It's a little tough.
I was No, the problem is it was very fatty. It was incredibly like squish for both of us. And... I don't know. Don't be mad at me, Bucky's. I love your jerky.
Yeah.
I love your coffee stations.
Your fudge is money.
We bought a stuffed animal.
Okay.
We bought a stuffed beaver. I took a picture with the beaver that was there.
I saw your
Some
picture.
Poor SOB dressed as the beaver. I got a picture with you. Put it up on our socials.
Not even the gold statue. The actual mascot.
The actual mascot was standing in there in that truck. And I was like, okay, I'll get a picture. I might as well. But I'm sorry. The brisket sandwich that everybody raves about, mediocre at best.
And I guess I didn't go up there and have the brisket sandwich. So as much as I'm coming for you right now, I can't.
You haven't had it?
Haven't. Yeah. But I had the burrito. I had the brisket.
The burrito? I'm
going to
tell you right now. I didn't get the brisket one. I just got their basic one. But it was that was tasty. All day long, their breakfast burritos were awesome. But, you know, kind of what they're known for and everything, I was like, meh. Underwhelmed.
Okay.
Very controversial. I'm sorry.
You should write the beaver.
Don't come at me.
You should. Write a strongly worded letter to the beaver.
Coming for the beaver.
Dear Mr. Beaver.
First of all, I do love your nuts, but your brisket.
Not so hot. Anyway, I still love you, Buckies.
Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We go fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Let's get it on. First one of the week, the Monday edition of Fast Five, our fun think quick game. If you're up bright and early and your brain is working, now's the time to call in. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played Fast Five before, always looking for those newbies. Be brave if you've never done it. It's a lot of fun, and you get to get on the air with us. 303-691-1649. We'll get to know you a little bit, find out what you did over the weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you could pull it off? Come on now. Let's play. 303-691-1649. Katie, give me some examples.
Yeah, you've asked for things like, quick, name five nursery rhymes in 10 seconds or less, or gas stations with an animal in the name or the logo. And the one that won it on Friday, Jessica, coming in hot with five games or activities that you'd see at recess. So, yeah, all over the place.
I was always a fan of tetherball.
Yeah. That's the one with the pole, right?
Yeah. You know how to work the pole.
Shut up.
That was your side hustle in college, wasn't it?
That was my training ground right there.
Katie's an incredible dancer. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you would like to play Fast Five. And we're going to be sending you off to Red Rocks again. Big prize this week.
Big prize because you get a pair of tickets to see Of Monsters and Men. And this is on August 6th at Red Rocks. So, again, best place on the planet to see a show. And, you'll score a pair of tickets if you can win Fast Five today.
A lot of people keep calling in and hanging up. Are you just screwing with us?
Don't do that.
Stop it, Karen. 303.
Could be Chad. We don't know.
Well, it's more of a, I always say Brent. That's a Brent thing to do. Brent's always like, spot me at the gym, bro. You want to play flag football? I'm going to call a radio station and hang out. Stop it, Brent. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Look at you in the studios. Here's April. Hi, April. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What'd you do this weekend?
I did some yard work.
Did you?
This was a bad idea. Yeah.
Why? Did you get sunburned?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm still suffering today.
I bet.
A little crispy?
Man.
Her rap name is A Little Crispy.
That is my street name. Thank you.
I come from the garden, bro. Oh.
Don't cross me.
Find me in the garden section at Lowe's, bro. All right, sweet April. I believe there is only five of these. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there's only five of these. In 10 seconds, no cheating. Give me five U.S. states that only contain six letters. Go.
Oh, gosh. Nevada.
One.
Arizona. No.
Nope.
Texas.
Nope. That's a stumper, huh?
That is a hard one.
That's a stumper, bro. You know everybody's going to look it up. Well, it's all right. Well, go put some aloe on your body, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye, April.
Bye.
Oh, it's Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
What?
Oh, what? Your phone sucks.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
how are we?
Oh, we're super dupes.
Super dupes, yes. Oh, my God, when I heard that in my gym class, I lost my
head. Oh, you texted me last week, didn't you?
I did.
Shelby.
I was like, I need to get a hoodie and wear that in this class.
You totally do.
That way we can take a selfie.
Well, I will tell you that Shelby texted me last week and said, hey, I'm in my gym class, and somebody just said Super Dupes. I was like, that's awesome.
Catching on.
So somebody bought one of my Super Dupes t-shirts. I think his name was, crap. Was it Mike? I don't know. He's in a local band.
Resistful Misfits
or
something,
yeah, Resistful Misfits. And he wore it as he was drumming in the band one night at one of their gigs. He had a big t-shirt on that said Super Dupes. I was like, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. It is always kind of funny.
I'll definitely be getting one of those. Well, I'll probably get a shirt and a hoodie.
You're the best. I'll send you a link and a promo code for $5 off. How about that?
Ooh.
That sounds great.
Anybody after Fast Five, if you want a link to some of my t-shirts, I'll send you that and a promo code for $5 off. All right? Text me later. All right. What do I have for you? Okay. Here's another number one. How about four letters? Okay. Going four letters.
Okay.
Give me five presidents that only had four letters in their last name. Go.
George W. Bush. Oh, no.
That's two,
you could have done two Bushes.
Yeah.
Actually,
there was
double Bush.
Double Bush.
Yeah, it's double Bush. And there was Polk, Ford,
Taft. But the double Bush, that's how
double
you get the
Bush is how you get the W, Shelby. All right, remember that. Double Bush for the win.
All right, we'll do that. Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, have a Super Dupes day.
Yes, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Shelby.
Bye-bye.
She's cute. A couple people dropped off. Why'd you get all scared? Let's play Fast Five. Here's the number again. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What'd you do this weekend?
Did a little golf, and then I had to work on my son's car.
Oh, what's wrong with the car?
A little overheating issue. Wrong time of the year for that, right?
Yeah, Katie gets that, actually, when she's outside. She gets a little overheated.
She gets overheated?
Yeah.
Triple digits, Robert. It can happen quick.
We try not to leave her in the car too long. And
yeah.
We've got to crack the windows if she's in there. Yeah. You know what's funny, Robert? The next one on my list, I kid you not, coming up was five different types of golf clubs, and I am not using that on you.
Oh.
Sorry, brother.
Darn.
Okay, this one's kind of funny, though. This one came in from a listener. I think you're going to get it. In 10 seconds, give me five places that you'd find a really long bathroom line. Go.
Concerts.
Really?
Festivals.
You got two.
You could have said Coors Field, Ball Arena, Mile High, Red Rocks, and
actual place names.
You really crapped the bed, didn't you? And the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
I was thinking more generic, specific location.
Well, darn. All right. It was nice talking to you. You have a Super Dupes day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, Robert.
Thank you so much. Leah. Leah.
Hello.
Why do you sound so irritated?
I didn't know. I didn't hear what you said when you said my name all fast.
Leah. Hey, it's Leah.
Yeah, enunciate your words, Jeremy.
Hey, Leah.
Jeremy.
Leah, how are you doing on today? Did you have a good weekend?
I'm great. How are you doing?
What's up with this?
Stop. It's so weird.
Not that I care, but what'd you do this weekend?
We kicked off our big school supply drive for our nonprofit for teachers that we support through the year.
Oh, okay. All right. I take that back. You're a good human.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. High five.
High five to you with your school supplies. Did you get a lot of stuff?
Yeah. So far, so good. And we're doing it till the end of the month. Well, I mean, there's only this week for the end of the month, but hoping we have even more. We do a big, fill the Jeep event on the weekend, and we like to pack it full. So
where are you going to be this? Are you going to do it this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday in downtown Parker in front of Kilwins. We pull up our Jeep, our nonprofit Jeep, which is really just my vice president's Jeep, and we open up the trunk, and we'll be parked right in front of Kilwins right there, and people just come and drop stuff off.
Well, there you go. Go fill up the Jeep this weekend, people.
Yay, Leah.
Yeah,
good job. Leah's going to heaven.
Woo-hoo.
Well done.
Yay, me.
Yay, you're going to heaven.
All yes. Right.
What do I have for you? I'm not going to do the golf club ones. All right, this one's subjective. It's kind of silly. In 10 seconds, give me 5 sounds that might scare you at night. Go!
Tapping on the window, somebody trying to get into my house, somebody walking around, a ghost walking around, my husband snoring, literally anything creeping in the floorboards.
I loved everything.
Is your husband a loud sleeper?
I know. Scary sleeper, apparently.
Does he snore and fart all night long or what?
I don't know. I'm a good heavy sleeper, but there are some times where I'm like, dude.
Bro. Come on.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Well, that was a bunch of rambling, but I think you got it. What are you supposed to say when you win Fast Five?
Jeremy, play me the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah,
yay!
You got it, Leah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I know, right? Oh, my God.
Yes, I know, right?
You're so sweet. Good job going to heaven. And thank you for calling in today. It was very nice of you.
Of course. Thanks for letting me talk about the school supply drive, too.
Hey, yes! Absolutely. Those kiddos need school supplies. So, seriously, thank you for doing that. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets out to Red Rocks, and you have the time of your life, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hold on.
Bye,
oh,
Leah.
She was nice.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I got a whole stack of odds and ends. They're pretty solid. I might even try to sneak in a personal story at the end of these this stack I have here. My story is something only a guy would do, I feel like. So we'll tell you about that. So it's been so hot, I wish we had these here. A Japanese company has created refrigerators for humans.
I saw these.
Did you see this? They're
yes.
called personal cooling cabinets.
Yeah.
Metallic container with transparent glass doors, designed as a personal cooling space for humans. You climb in, you sit on the little seat, and you enjoy cooled air that's approximately 41 degrees. And it's directed towards your head and your neck, your shoulders, my neck, my back, all that. And it's kind of like jets on a hot tub, but it's cool air. 10 minutes helps you quickly reduce body temperature.
That's over in Japan. They did that, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they think of everything.
They're so smart.
I saw that they had like an influx in days of 100 degrees or hotter. And so the people who made that were like, this is going to be a necessity in the near future. So
the only problem is they're $9,200
each.
They're
ridiculously expensive.
I guess maybe they'd set them up like those creepy massage chairs in the mall, you know, that randos sit in. Maybe they'd have those like set up in the mall that you can go in and put a quarter in.
Yeah, and also like the more we need them, like remember the first microwave was a couple thousand bucks.
You're
too.
Right. VCRs were like 10 grand.
Everything cost a lot of money when it first came out. So
They say it can help with muscle issues as well. Not only can it cool you down in the summer, but it'll help like release muscle tension and stuff if you're that all the time. So that's kind of neat.
All puckered.
Health experts are talking about an actual issue now that they are calling texting thumbs. It's because so many people are texting, scrolling, swiping. People are literally getting texting thumb. It's a medical diagnosis now. Stiffness, throbbing near the thumb joints.
No.
Pain when you push down or bend your thumb. Do you got it?
I did right now.
You got the texting thumb? I can see that. You're on your phone a lot.
No, I'm not. But
are you kidding me?
I already have issues with my thumbs because I have mutant thumbs. And so this one's like my mom's and this one's like my dad's. So
yeah, you get weird
thumbs. Already, like,
well, they are two different
thumbs. This one's a little spatch. Yeah. That's what I call it, a little spatula.
So which one do you primarily?
The right one.
Yeah,
but
that's the bigger one.
It gets a little sore sometimes. It is the bigger one. It's the dad thumb. It like gets a little sore sometimes. I had no idea it was a medical condition.
It's actually a medical thing now. Doctors are calling it texting thumbs.
What?
So they say take breaks. Change up how you're holding your phone. Switch hands. Use voice to text whenever possible. And they recommend now doing daily thumb and wrist stretches.
One, two, three, four.
Up and forth. Up and back. Up and back. Pull it back. Pull it back. Can you see?
Stretch.
Going to the
stretch.
Gym. They got like a spin class and a Zumba class and a weight class and a thumb class.
Yeah.
Are you ready, lady?
I'm going to be Little Spatch. Like, that's going to be my name when I help people work out. Go work with Little Spatch.
Let's create an Instagram account dedicated to your thumb, and we'll call it at Little Spatch.
Yes.
See? Can we do it?
I would love this.
We'll have your thumb in various locations, and it'll be fun.
I like it.
A little smiley on it.
Yes.
How about this? There's a denim trend popular with the Gen Zers right now, drawing sharp reactions from parents, says this story. It's called fold-over jeans. Pants deliberately designed with an undone open fly appearance. And I guess they are flying off the shelves right now. All the big names, Fashion Nova, Nordy's has them, Hollister, whatever.
It's like the early 2000s all over again.
I was
going
to say we did this already.
Yeah. But they're in the front, so it looks like the front zipped open. I don't remember that.
We already did this.
We had booty shorts
that wore the unbuttoned jeans.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. And you don't have to buy them that way. You can just unbutton the jeans you already have. Yes, do it. Do it and then walk around here.
I'm all,
you get some boots
We unbutton our pants anyway, like when we're sitting in the movies. Do you do that when you're in the movies? You unbutton your pants?
But it's not to show off. It's so you can relax.
Purely relaxation.
Yeah.
All right, so the final odds and ends story I have for you guys is something I heard this weekend, which is absolutely fantastic, and it truly is something only a guy would do. We made our way up to Fort Collins this weekend to see Nicole's side of the family that came in from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They were staying in Fort Collins because then they were driving up into Cheyenne for Cheyenne Frontier Days all weekend
long. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cheaper to stay in Fort Collins. So anyway, they had an Airbnb, so we zipped up there on Sunday and hung out for quite a while with them before they had to get into Wyoming. But as we were sitting there talking, we found out Nicole's uncle had a UTI a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Dudes can actually get urinary tract infections. He's it's rare, but he had one. And we went into a bunch of jokes about his prostate and clenching and all this stuff. So anyway, to get him to go, because he was in so much pain and discomfort, they put a catheter in him.
Oh.
You know, so you got to drain him out. So he had the catheter in for about 3 days. He was feeling better. He tried to get a hold of his doctor, and there was an issue with the doctors not getting back to him, directing him to different places to get the catheter removed. They said, we can get to you in 7 to 10 days. He's like, hold up. Like, I'm feeling better. I am empty now. Everything's fine.
Mm.
And he started researching online. He's like, if you leave the catheter in too long, you can start running into other issues because it's been in too long.
Uh-huh.
So he went on to the YouTube.
No, he didn't.
And you can truly learn anything off YouTube. And he learned how to take a catheter out on the YouTubes. And before they made their way to the beautiful state of Colorado, Nicole's uncle removed his own catheter.
That just gave me the shivers.
Yeah, it's a little cringy. But you know what? He got it out just fine. And really, that should be something that you could probably do at home. It doesn't seem that difficult.
Why? Every time a guy talks about this, I think of Hot Tub Time Machine. Every single time.
I don't know what that means.
Because he does that to himself. And it's like, but it's very exaggerated in the hospital.
Gotcha.
And he just like yanks
it. It's funny. Like my grandpa, when he was in the hospital near the end, they kept having problems because he kept pulling his catheter out. Because he was just a spunky old guy, you know, and he didn't want that in. So there was issues with that. But the problem is I don't think he was deflating the little balloon. Like, they put it up and in, and to keep it in, they, like, inflate the end of it. So it's like a balloon at the end, so it doesn't ding, ding, ding. It stops. It doesn't come out. I don't think my grandpa was deflating the balloon. But anyway, Nicole's uncle figured out how to deflate the little balloon up in there, and you just, it's like starting an old lawnmower, right? You just put your foot on the counter, and you like start a lawnmower, and you rip it out. So. Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, you guys are the ones who have them.
You just got to be careful you deflate that balloon.
I think this sounds so painful. Like, if I were you, it'd be hard to even talk about. But I
believe me.
No.
We were all gathered around the table outside at this house in Fort Collins going, oh.
Was he proud? Was he
he seemed pretty proud. I didn't have to go to the doctor. Suck it. I did ask him if he brought it with him, though. I was like, can I see it?
Jeremy.
Can I try it on? That's weird.
What?
So during that last song, Katie ran out to go tinkle, and one of our sales guys is here, and she came back. What he said was weird. Like, he commented on your shirt, and then what did he say?
Yeah, he was like, I really like your shirt. I like your arms. Was the thing, like,
says,
I like your arms.
What?
And I was just, what?
Was like, is he nervous around you? Or?
Did you not get to see my behind? Because that's where the action's really going on.
Whoa, like, how about my butt? What? How my butt looking today? Look at that crack.
I just was. Who? No one's ever said they like my arms before.
Does that?
So
maybe
just,
he was caught off guard.
Maybe.
Have you seen those videos where they like come up on somebody and they're not ready for you, and you're like, "Hey, how's it going?" And they're like, "Hi, Mrs. Sunshine Day."
Maybe that was.
You
it.
Know, maybe was that it?
Maybe.
Like you come around the corner, he's like, "The arms are nice."
But how funny, like, instantly now I'm all insecure about my arms. So yeah, I'm like, is it what's like, that? What? Like, I was just like,
I like your arm placement in that shirt.
like, what?
Have a great day. The sun comes out in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it was a little awkward, but also nice. Like, you know, very any nice. Compliment very is a kind. Nice compliment, right?
You know, to start your day with a compliment, that's very nice. Even though I don't know if your arms aren't that jacked or anything.
No, they're pretty normal arms.
Maybe he's an arm guy. I don't know. I know. He's like, your elbows are very moisturized.
I was just going to say, it's the bows. That's where it's at.
Hotties. Hotties everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, so many hotties. But is it naughties to have too many hotties?
Yeah.
It might be. What you got for us, Katie?
Okay, so this is from Sierra in Green Valley Ranch. She hit us up on the socials, and she said she recently started dating a guy who was a friend first, right? They've known each other for 10 years. He's moved in recently and asked her to marry him. Like, things are going really well, right?
Marry me!
But the relationship completely perfect, except for anything to have to do with social media. So she says he has an account on TikTok that makes her the most nervous. He's following 500 women and has just as many women following him. Sierra says, I'm worried this is going to lead to other things, even though he has never met most of these women, if any. I'm sure other listeners deal with this issue, and I'm not sure how to handle the situation. Is it a form of cheating, or because it's social media, should I just not worry about it? To my knowledge, again, he doesn't chat with any of them, or maybe he has that hidden so I don't see it and we'll probably never know for sure, but it's always a source of contention. We fight over this almost daily. Do other couples fight over sexy socials? Should I end this relationship because of doubt, which I'm worried will turn into trust issues, or do I just shrug it off? Is this the new just it's okay flirting, or do I need to really look at this as a red flag? And again, this is from Sierra in
Poor
Green
Sierra.
Valley Ranch. I completely sympathize with her here.
Hold up. What was the time? Hold up.
So they've known each other for 10 years. They've been friends.
10 years friends.
Okay. They've been dating for a while to the point where he's moved in and now they're about to get married. So they've been dating for at least, she doesn't put a time frame on that. She just said she's known him for 10 years.
So he's got a decade worth of beautiful women build up, essentially, where he was not dating. He was single. He was collecting them like trading cards, right?
Kinda, yeah. I mean,
so
that's
he's got
kinda...
10 years of Instagram before her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now she's pissed about it.
Absolutely.
So does she want him to just shut the whole thing down?
But that's kind of, because she's kind of asking, is it okay for me to ask him to, especially the TikTok?
Well, this TikTok thing, Katie, is it like an account mate? Like, is he making sexy videos, or you're just saying he's following sexy girls and they're following him back?
She just said that this is the one that she notices the most.
He follows
that he's
the
following
sexy.
500
but again,
women
he's had 10 years
on TikTok. Is that okay, though?
Yes.
It is.
It's okay. He's
from
had 10 years.
Point of
he's
view.
Had 10 years of scoping out chicks.
But
bro.
Why do you need to look at that anymore?
But I will say at this point now, that's probably something that you should maybe let go now.
Right?
So there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with
asking.
He had
10 years of just being a dude, you know?
But
looking at pretty ladies.
But is it okay for her to ask him, I want you to shut this down. I don't feel comfortable
are they engaged?
With it. They are going to get married. Yeah.
I think so.
But don't you follow a bunch of sexy ladies on your socials? I know Josh does
well,
as
listen,
well.
There's a bit of an issue with Andrea Henderson, I think. who I think is very
government
cute.
Government name.
All right? I think she's really cute. And she's on the Fox Morning Show. And Nicole the other day mentioned, she's like, I saw the video you made about Andrea.
See?
The one where I was like, more Andrea. And then we went, woo!
Yeah.
When she was on the screen. But again, that was kind of cheeky for fun for the morning show. And what I do is I like to keep all the local media people on my Instagram feed. I mean, if you go on there, I've also got like Kathy Sabin and Kirk Youngke.
Oh, did Sydney Sweeney just start working for Channel 7? Is
and
that
maybe
what happened
Sydney
there?
Sweeney.
Wait a second.
There's a couple. shut up.
I know. This seems to be like the new normal, but I don't think anybody's really talked about it or set rules for it yet. Like, so I just would like to hear from actual established couples. Like, are you following sexy people on Instagram? And
here's the difference. I have a handful.
Thinks it's
okay? Emphasis on a handful. But yeah, like we watched He-Man again this weekend. Okay. And she was like, oh, He-Man, the guy that plays He-Man, hobo hobo. I mean, you're going to have that on
sexy
each side.
Sexy is everywhere.
Sexy
is
sexy, and you can acknowledge sexy is sexy. But I know that, you know, I know where my bread is buttered.
But it's one thing to see someone on TV, a celebrity that everybody, you know, sexualizes and sees and puts on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And wanting them in a way that is... not attainable.
But
nowadays, there's like people who are just in the metro community that you could follow that are sexy individuals.
And I don't do that.
I think that's the point here because they seem like they're young. And so the younger generation, no offense to anybody, but everybody thinks they're an influencer, right? And so the pictures we see are all that.
They're all sexy.
The problem is he's got, I've maybe got 10, okay? And a lot of them are local media. Which I like to tag and stuff occasionally because truly sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe they'll repost that and we'll gain some numbers, you know?
Yeah.
There is that aspect. So it's different for like me who's got like 5 that I'm like, she's pretty darn cute versus a dude who's got 500.
500.
That would make anyone insecure. But you were a guy starting to go out with a woman and she had 500 dudes.
Yeah.
That would be like, oh, I don't like this at all.
Well, and I think we have to think of in the terms of a young person where, you know, they seem like they've known each other for 10 years and they're just moving into that next stage of life. So I imagine they're like Josh's age in their early 30s, right? So their whole young life, they've been, as you said, racking up these sexy follows on social media.
Super sexy
follows. This is just what you did as a kid, right? Like, we didn't necessarily have that. Why would, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
you'd have like phone numbers for
exactly. So this is kind of how y'all were trained, just to keep connected, is to follow each other,
collect them all.
Yes, it's kind of it.
Here's
so
the
thing,
the phone lines are open. If any of our listeners want to sound off about this, we would love to talk to you guys. If you want to text in and sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now that Sierra and Loverboy are getting married, is it okay for her to say, hey, you probably should shut down your accounts now?
Yeah.
Or really weed out a lot of people? Because I noticed you have 500 ladies following you. Hi, Mallory.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so what's the deal with Sierra and this dude? What's your advice?
I think my advice is to kind of wait it out. I mean, me and my fiance, we're getting married in September. We've been together for going on 9 years. And we've had this issue in the past, too, where he follows some interesting girls, not of my choosing, but
sexy, sexy.
I mean, it's just looking, because it works both ways. I follow some gentlemen that, you know, have some great arms, like Hedy says, and, you know.
Well, thank you for following me on Instagram. That's very nice of you, Mallory.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's
but there's no ill will or no bad intentions, but... Right. On the other hand, as long as you love each other and you're ready for marriage, I think it works both ways. But if he's reaching out to them, I mean, that's where we have a different story. So
you almost need to sit him. You almost need to sit him down and be like, "Hey, let me see the messages on there.
Yeah.
Like, I see you're following him. Like, if everything is, you know, kosher and everything's fine, let me see your messages." And he should have
but
no problem showing her.
Insecure. You don't want to come off insecure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The minute you ask him to do that, it changes everything.
Yeah.
Like,
and again, Mallory, wouldn't you say that it is like at the extreme level where maybe like you're following 2 or 3 dudes and it's just kind of like, ooh, baby, baby, and you move on with your life. It's an extreme with this guy when it's 500 women.
500.
That's 500 ladies.
It's a little excessive. It is a little excessive. But, you know, like I said, if there's no ill will, if he's not gradually reaching out to these women, I mean, it would be different if they're only posting inappropriate things. I think that would, I would have a problem if he's just following them to look at their inappropriate posts.
They could all be women from church. We don't know, but
I mean,
you never know.
No.
Mallory, it was so incredibly kind of you to call us this morning. Thank you so very, very much for your advice. Here's Joe. It's a dude's perspective. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
We're super dupes. What's your advice for Sierra?
My advice is drop the account. Or actually, I've been married 17 years. I think she should have access to all his social media for accountability purposes if he's going to keep that. Otherwise, drop it. Just commit. Go all in. He's already passed the barriers. Moved in with her. They're about to get married. What's the point of having all those extra accounts?
True. I mean, yeah.
If he's a good dude, he would just be like, it honestly shouldn't even be a conversation. If he's a good dude, he should just be dropping all of it anyway and canceling these accounts.
Absolutely.
You know? I would agree with that. Yeah.
Joe, do you follow any sexy ladies on your socials?
I do not have social media. I'm done. I'm too busy running kids around,
living life, doing all the things.
So.
And how long you been married, Joe?
17 years.
Yeah. Attaboy, Joe.
That's right.
Grinding it, baby.
Yeah. You're a funny guy. Joe, thank you so very much for the call today. Grinding it, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing into the morning show. If you guys ever have a dilemma that you want us to talk about, we would love to chit-chat about it on the air. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, believe it or not.
Give us a follow. We sexy, but in a good way.
A lot of our pictures are bikini shots of us in bikinis. But find
That's mostly
us.
Josh. You're going to love it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's that time for a little Mix 100 sports update.
Big news over the weekend, of course. LeBron James shocking the sports world on Friday by picking the 76ers for his next team to play on. Oh, that's fun. Good for him. Signed a 2-year, $8 million contract with the 76ers. He says he's not doing it for money or family. He wants to meet new people and have a good time.
Good for
Katie, you got to turn your mic on over there. There you go.
I just said,
Yeah, I know. I couldn't hear you. All I heard was...
Oh. I mean, $8 million in the NBA is nothing, so he isn't doing it for the money.
He doesn't need the money.
I'm excited
since 03.
For him to play alongside Joel Embiid. That's the one thing
same.
Of this
Tyrese
whole thing,
Maxey,
right?
They got Jaylen Brown, too.
Oh,
I mean,
wow. So many great
those
names.
Those are the good things, but I really thought he was going back to Cleveland. Like, he shocked me.
The
shocked
only thing
me.
I'm aware of is that there are a few Philly cheesesteak spots that are promising LeBron the VIP treatment while he's out there. The other thing I noticed from this story is this song that went viral this weekend, and I got to play a little bit of it because, man, it just made me smile. Here you go.
And you got to say his name. His name is LeBron James. I'm talking about the man on the Sixers. LeBron, I'm asking you to say his name. LeBron James. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look in the sky and say his name, yeah.
I don't care who you are. That was really well
That's
done.
That's really
that
funny.
That really made me smile.
Wow.
All right. What else you got, Josh?
I love it. Well, hey, I know football season is right around the corner. However, basketball season is as well.
Preseason's
going
to
be start. Yes. Preseason's going to be starting up in very early October. And, Katie, this is exciting. KSE, Kroenke Sports Entertainment. Hey, we know them.
Yeah, we do.
Mr. Kroenke himself, our very big boss and owner, decided that he is actually upgrading 24 luxury suites ahead of the 26-27 season, including their practice facility, Katie, where they're going to install an 1,100-square-foot observation deck so that people can watch practices.
Oh, how neat.
I think that's really exciting. The Nuggets practice court inside Ball Arena is getting a new mezzanine area.
Oh.
And they had to support or submit these plans to the city, and it's going to be costing $440,000.
I love a good mezzanine.
Just
well, yeah.
So we can watch the mezzanine.
Because, you know, anytime you'd watch the Nuggets practice, it would be right there on the court.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I mean, balls would come flying towards you. So, like, there was no separation between you and Jamal Murray.
I just thought, that you could go in and get in and play with him.
No, well,
if you get a ball and you just grab it and run in and dunk.
Let me tell
you,
you
dunk
they frown upon that.
You dunk.
Like,
dunk.
You practicing your sick moves you've known since high school, apparently they don't appreciate that on the practice court.
Now
but,
they'll be
you know,
like, Katie, get back on the mezzanine.
Big lesson learned. Now they put in a mezzanine.
Yep, we
so.
Get to watch from the sky. Okay.
That's good. That's
exciting.
I like that. Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets.
Yay, Nuggets. All right, let's talk about the biggest trending stories of the day. I hate to harshen your mellow, bro.
Uh-oh.
But rumor has it that Jimothy, the viral raccoon that has become an internet sensation over the past couple weeks, was actually made with AI. Some guy hopped onto Reddit and he dropped the confession. He says he generated Jimothy on something called Higgs Field AI.
No.
And he said he created it. It's fake. It's not real. And it has a lot of people pissed off right now. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. I'm just reporting what I saw this morning, that there is a dude out there maybe looking for publicity. I don't know. But he says Jimothy's fake. It's not a real raccoon. It's not real. It's
that
AI.
That makes me so sad.
I told you I didn't mean to harshen your mellow, bro.
Wait. I like love that little raccoon.
Everybody loves Jimothy.
I like want a baby raccoon because of Jimothy. Like we were gonna name him Mitchell and everything. Like,
well, sorry, might.
Okay. Allegedly, so it hasn't been proved that he's AI. They're just saying out on the streets.
This guy's all over Reddit laughing about it. He's like, "Oh my god, I didn't mean for this thing to take off." But
I don't know if my heart can handle that on a Monday.
It's in the AI's.
Maybe
is
we
what it
wait.
Is.
Wait till tomorrow to really figure that out.
Break your heart on a Tuesday,
computer. Exactly. I'm a little more prepared.
This is a wild stat. Ooh. AMC says that they have sold about $100 million in those goofy custom popcorn buckets that every movie releases now.
Well, yeah, Josh
that's
is buying
solid.
All of them.
I fall victim to it.
I almost bought the He-Man one, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to spend $50 for a popcorn bucket.
So many people go to the movie just for the bucket
now. Yeah. Well, you can refill it.
$100 million in popcorn buckets. So that was a good move on their part.
Apparently.
Very good move. And let me give you one more story. This doctor had a bad day, and so did the patient. A woman named Emily, she's 43. She went into the doctor to have a couple ovarian cysts removed, okay?
Those are painful.
They were benign, so they're just like, hey, we got to get these out of there. She went in for surgery, and instead the surgeon, Dr. Danielle something or other, removed her bladder.
What?
How do you mess that up? Isn't there a chart?
I mean, those are two pretty different things, I feel. Like,
somebody say, hey, wait a minute, Dr. Danielle. Let's not take her bladder
that
out.
That poor woman, that's going
to... It jacked with everything.
Well,
they had to go in there and rebuild everything, and she's a mess now. So anyway, she was awarded $17 million after the botched surgery.
Oh, she should have got way more than that.
I don't know if that's enough. I mean,
no,
you're going to go
like,
the rest of your life with
triple
messed
that
up
number.
Bathroom issues.
What?
I know. How does that happen? Those stories fascinate me.
That really just makes you, like, if you have to go in for any kind of surgical procedure, mark where it is
Put
yourself.
Put a big X with a Sharpie.
Just let them know this is it.
Right
this,
on your chest.
Yes. Where?
Don't take my bladder. Go for my ovaries.
That's not where the ovaries are.
That's not where they
That'd
are.
That'd be weird if I said it.
I know.
If I wrote on my chest, go for the ovaries.
Where's the chart? I'm so sorry.
Why is he in
right
here?
Now.
This is a colonoscopy.
No. He's like, it's tooth removal. Why did he put that on there?
Yeah, right.
All right, Katie, what you got?
Okay. Well, hey, it's tater time. Let's turn those frowns upside down, huh? Potato Palooza. There's 42,000 pounds of taters come into the Mile High City.
How many dump trucks of taters is that? Do
I don't
know
how many dump trucks. It's got to be a heck of a picture to see all those taters in one place. But it is thanks to the nonprofit We Don't Waste. Now, here's what's happening. All these potatoes are coming in from the Midwest. They were just going to be thrown into the landfill because no one would buy them. But then the nonprofit, We Don't Waste, got a hold of them. So now this 42,000 pounds of taters coming into the Mile High City. So they are going to be at Park Hill Food Recovery Hub. That's at 6090 East 39th Avenue. And yeah, they're just going to have it all set up there for people to roll in with sacks. And you can fill them full of potatoes, wagons, trucks, whatever you got.
Honey, grab my sack.
Exactly. So, we're going to go fill it.
Typical dump truck, so says the Google Box, can hold about 10 tons of material. So that's 4,200.
That's 21 tons, right? Because a ton is 2,000 pounds. So 21
So you do 42,000 divided by 10.
Yeah.
That's 4,200 dump trucks full 4, of potatoes. 200? Is that right?
I don't know. It's a little early
42,000 pounds.
A little early to be mathing.
Is that what you said?
We have 42,000 pounds of taters come into the Mile High City.
Or did you say 42,000 tons?
Pounds.
Oh, pounds.
42,000 pounds of taters come into the Mile High City. So
how many
pounds 21
is in a ton?
Tons.
2,000.
So, if 10 tons
so 2,100.
Can be in a dump truck, we're going to need two dump trucks and some change to get these 42,000 pounds of taters really showcased. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I love it because, again, like, you can just come and get
on the air.
As many potatoes
radio for
as
a reason.
You want. Again, Park Hill Food Recovery Hub. That's where you need to go for those taters. And we have a new place to hike. Can we do a quick one called the Lost Canyon Ranch Open Space? It's a 700 acres, a property that is just west of Castlewood Canyon State Park. But they've had years of planning to get this hiking space open. And now you can go explore these 10 miles of trail. They're going to be rolling out this in phases, though. So the entire trail is going to be open at some point. Right now, it's just this little space that they've opened. But, man, the pictures and all of the social media that have been covering it, it looks awesome. So happy hiking. There you go. There's your mile high hike.
There you go.
Okay.
You all right? Did you get that loogie up?
I was just trying to, you know,
she's excited.
Get really
you got,
into
is that
it.
A potato in there?
I thought you were going to talk to me about it, so I was ready.
No,
but
I'm
there
just talking
go.
About that big
no.
loogie you just
no,
hacked
no, no.
in for everybody
fun,
to hear.
Fun, fun, fun.
That's
you
good
go.
Time.
There's your mile high hype.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is definitely time to play Katie Crush, all brought to you by Belco Credit Union. They know switching accounts is a pain. That's why they want to pay you to do it. All you have to do is go to belco.org/switch to learn a whole lot more. Stephanie made it through today. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tap it a morning to you. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Stephanie.
I'm a mom of three, and I'm also a teacher,
nice.
I go back to work next week.
Oh.
It is time, isn't it, darn it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What grade are you teaching?
I teach K-6 math intervention.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be.
Wow. Honestly, to this day, I still need a little math intervention.
I know. If there's any intervention I need,
I just messed up on the air a few minutes ago about how many potatoes a dump truck could hold, so I'm a mess.
We need your help.
What school are you at?
I teach in a school in Parker in Douglas County School District.
Oh, okay. So you're out there. Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
You want to give your kiddos a shout-out really quick?
My own kiddos or my
kids? Well, I don't have time for you to reel off 60 kids, but how about your three?
My own three, Andrew, Maura, and Annalise. Hey.
There you go. Hi, kiddos.
Yay.
All right, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. Anything you'd like to say to this lovely mama bear?
It seems like you spend a lot of time keeping kids in line, so I hope you get to shine and spread your knowledge here and win something. Okay, Stephanie?
Okay, thank
awesome.
You.
Good luck.
All right, Katie, get out of here with your sunshine. All right, so she's going to leave the studio, Steph. I come up with a question, so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio. All right, she's locked away in her little cave. Let's do it. What was Uncle Phil's profession in the TV series Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Was he a lawyer? I'm not sure.
All right, put you down for lawyer. What brand of adhesive features a large zoo/jungle animal as its branding? What's that adhesive?
A large zoo animal. Is it zebra?
Zebra glue. There might be a zebra glue. I don't know. But
that's
or
a monkey. Is it the monkey? Gorilla. Gorilla.
Is that what
it's
you want?
Gorilla.
Am I going with zebra, monkey, or gorilla? That's final answer, gorilla?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Third question. What mob drama cut to an abrupt black screen in its infamous series finale?
Sopranos.
All right. And in... You're not getting help, are you?
No, I'm not.
I would hope not. I would want you to be caught cheating. In SpongeBob, where is Sandy the Squirrel from?
Is she from space? Because sometimes they've seen she wears, like, the astronaut helmet.
All right. Here's your final question. What actor played Batman in Batman Forever? I need an answer, oh quick. What actor?
It's Matt Damon's friend, isn't it? Ben Affleck.
Ben A. All right, Katie's going to come back in, and we will find out how you did.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Katie. Welcome back.
Hey there, hey.
Hey, hey, girl. All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, I need to know, what was Uncle Phil's profession in the TV series Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He was a doctor, right? Dr. Phil, what is that?
No, and Stephanie said Dr. a Phil. Lawyer. He was a judge,
oh,
is what we're looking for.
Right.
Oh, Uncle Phil.
That's right up on that bench, I remember now.
Bench, please. Yeah. What brand of adhesives features a large zoo/jungle animal for its branding?
For its branding?
Come on,
I
man.
I know it. I don't know. I don't understand the question.
Sorry. It was Gorilla Glue, which is what Stephanie said after she said zebra and monkey. What mob? It's all right. What mob drama cut to an abrupt black screen in its infamous series finale?
The Sopranos. Still mad about that.
Stephanie said that too. Right on. You finally got one.
I know. What the heck?
Slacking today. In SpongeBob SquarePants, where is Sandy the Squirrel from?
I wish I was in Texas. Yeah. The ocean's no place for a squirrel, Jer.
Stephanie said space.
But Texas. She had the space helmet on.
I know, but the squirrel was from Texas. Final one. What actor played Batman in Batman Forever?
Was that Val Kilmer?
Oh, Stephanie said Ben Affleck. Katie, you got three. Steph, you got two. You've been crushed. You were crushed by Katie today.
I eked out a win there. I thought you had it.
Eek.
I thought you had it for sure, Stephanie.
Darn it, Steph. Well, it was really nice talking to you.
You
are a good human. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you how to get the podcast so you can share it with your students, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks
Bye,
for
Stephanie.
Playing, Steph. Aw, man.
Fun.
She was super nice. Good job, Katie.
Thank you.
You did it again, girl.
I didn't think I was going to pull that one off.
Me either.
I really thought I was going to lose.